This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country, there's word this morning that the Treasury Department is going to revamp its financial relationship with the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Ever since being bailed out by the government 4 years ago, Fannie and Freddie have been making quarterly 10% dividend payments to Uncle Sam, even if they have to borrow the money to do so. The new plan would require the firms to turn over all of their profits to the government, but pay nothing when they're unprofitable. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live to discuss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, how important is this on the road to recovery for Fannie and Freddie?
I think it's critical, and I think it's important to remember, too, taxpayers are the biggest stockholder in Fannie and Freddie. So it was always sort of stockholders borrowing to pay stockholders, if you will. But the key here is that Fannie and Freddie have operating profits now. Fannie this year, Freddie actually reached that point last year. And loan performance at the companies is starting to improve as well. I think what this does most importantly is it's going to make it easier for Treasury to sell that taxpayer share and get a better deal for us.
And presumably it's also a little easier for Fannie and Freddie since they don't have to make these payments when they're not profitable. So I wonder if it means anything for the housing market in general.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think everybody in Washington and elsewhere is looking forward to a new system of housing. Part of that's going to be reform of Fannie and Freddie. But in the meantime, they're providing an integral role. About 90% of mortgages today are Fannie and Freddie loans. And profitable companies is going to make it that much easier to get that housing business going.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks so much.
Thank you.